This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be.
And I don't mind them.
And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things that believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me.
Running down.
Running down.
Joe Biggs is our guest, great patriot. Want to get him back routinely. All these great guests we forget to get on. Taking a few calls here. Lee in Florida, then Thad in Texas. Lee, you're on the air with a fellow Floridian, Joe Biggs. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I think, just going into what you were saying about, you know, how he's doing a lot for the country, Trump is, but his biggest adversary is Jared Kushner. You know, he's definitely in with the elitist, and he's one of the people who's taking papers off of his desk. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, President, he is pro-5G. He's pro-vaccine. He knows that the caravans are funded by Soros NGOs, and he won't move to stop it and get tough for the UN.
Now, I agree there's a lot of things Trump should do, and I'm not in some defense of Jared Kushner, but what is the proof that Jared Kushner is taking stuff off his desk? I thought that was General Kelly, and Kelly didn't like Kushner.
Well, there's no proof that he's taking papers off of his desk, but it's not untrue that he is business partners with George Soros and his real estate trust. What is that thing called?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. George Soros is one of the biggest real estate owners in the world. And so the fact that I looked at that like one little property, George Soros is in hedge funds and stuff. So obviously there's something there. I'm not even here defending Jared Kushner. I'm just behind Trump. And I like what Trump's doing. And I'm absolutely saying expose the vaccines. And Trump's going to get around to that, I think. But, I think what you're saying is, legitimate. You're a listener. You've got a point to make. And I appreciate what you're saying, Lee. You were going to talk about antitrust won't see the day of light?
I don't think so, because the EU, which is really a revitalization of the Holy Roman Empire, they know that the future will be fought, not only, in a kinetic war here on land, but also online.
All right, listen, I appreciate your call. Here's the deal. The freak out about Trump is real. He's really doing things, and we've pushed it to this point. I've written reports to the president. I'm not bragging. A week later, he's quoting on TV because we have footnotes and everything. I have law firms do this. Like, I come up with the ideas, but law firms check it, and then we put the president. So I think you've seen real fights against the globals. This is a real trade war. These are real things to get us out of Syria. Joe Biggs?
Oh, yeah, I agree with you completely. I mean, there's going to be people around Trump that, are going to have not – the country's best interest. Some people, they're going to be more.
I can't even run my office right, and I got a great crew. Can you imagine having 10,000 employees like Trump?
I know. It's amazing that this man gets anything done. And the fact that he keeps taking hits and he keeps on going and he stays focused. And that's one of those things that's really difficult as a human being, because we all make mistakes. We all get knocked off track, and it's easy to kind of get down and bogged down when everything around you is so negative. But this man can stay laser focused and kind of stay right on track with all this going on around him, not even knowing who he can trust the left and right of him sometimes. I mean, that's got to be...
Well, he knows he can trust us, because I'm not tooting my horn, but we have U.S. intelligence, and they said this isn't a secret. When they call up, we write a report, we send it to Trump, they check it, they go. I mean, and it's not like they're patting us on the head. They really know we're out here as HUMET for the president, human intelligence.
I've got buddies who work Secret Service for him and who work for Pompeo and things like that. I mean, they say that he is one of the greatest guys they've ever had the pleasure of working with. Anyone who's ever been around this guy, like, especially from that aspect, said it's a complete and total joy, their job now.
Compared to Hillary that tells veterans they're pieces of filth.
Yeah, and that they hate dogs and stuff like that and get them out of here.
All right, I apologize to the other callers. I promise you call me back tomorrow to go to the head of the line. I give each listener a free Space Force T-shirt from InfoWarsStore.com. Get their address, a free shirt, and the size they want. Coming up, Bob Barnes in studio with the next level of the attack.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, my spirit animal is Bob Barnes. I thought it was brisket, but seriously, ladies and gentlemen, we've got huge breaking news today. And it's not breaking news to you, because we don't just say we have sources. We don't just say we have our ear to the ground. As a powerful audience of activists who are in the arena, we point things out, and it's not like Oprah Winfrey's secret where it just magically happens in the ether. You take action, you call Congress, you call talk radio, you write letters. We have expert lawyers on. We have experts from intelligence on. We have expert in finance and academia on. And we come to a consensus about the historic constitutional way to deal with the type of big monopoly systems we're facing. We've been through this before. It's not America's first rodeo. And so just as I told you a month ago, Trump's not just going after Apple or Google or Facebook. He's going after them all. Well, over the weekend, they said it was going to be Google. You notice our headlines is he's going after Google, Apple, and Facebook, bare minimum. Now, you say, well, why aren't they going after Amazon? Well, Amazon's done some monopolistic practices. Let's not lie to each other, and I don't like them. I've been a big critic. But they're not in bed with the Chi-Coms, and they're not giving missile seekers to the Chinese, and they're not giving AI to the Chinese. Bezos is big enemies with the Chinese and Alibaba. You'd think these other guys, if they wanted to run a monopoly, would be a little smarter when their home base is here. So Robert Barnes was on with us yesterday. He's about to leave town today. And he laid all of this out. He said, watch, it's going to be Apple next. Well, the paint wasn't dry on this. The ink wasn't dry on this. Here's CNBC. Here's Reuters. Exclusive U.S. Justice Department considering Apple probe, which means they're preparing the Apple probe. The U.S. Justice Department has jurisdiction for a potential probe of Apple Inc. as part of a broader review of whether technology giants are using their size to act in an anti-competitive manner, two sources told. Reuters. So the Supreme Court already ruled a month ago on this, opening the door. So let's start with this first. Your sources, you've been up to CPAC and other events, said this was coming. Now it's coming. What does this signify? I mean, I think it's fair to say the real headline is here. The executive branch is opening a probe of Apple, because that's what it means to say considering a probe.
Exactly. It's legal war. And what happened is these big tech giants decided to take their monopoly that was more of a natural monopoly in the technology sphere and make it a monopoly over other things, speech, advertising, press, what you could say, what you could think, what you could do, getting involved in surveillance that was beyond the scope of what anyone believed or assumed to be the case, getting involved in invading privacy, monetizing people's personal information. If they simply would have stayed out of using their platform control as leverage to try to monopolize the public square of speech, thought, and ideas and press, they wouldn't be here. That's what other commentators are saying all across the globe. They're saying this happened because these particular, you know, why is something happening with Apple and Google and Facebook, but not Amazon? Because Apple because Amazon has not been using its book access and its book monopoly to decide what you can speak, what you can say, what you can hear, what you can share, what you can discuss, what you can debate. Amazon chose not to do that. Apple did. Apple chose to use its iTunes to discriminate against Gab in favor of Twitter. Apple used its iTunes access to decide which podcasts you could hear, which podcasts were listed, which podcasts were accessible when you searched. Google decided to do the same thing with its YouTube control. Facebook decided to do the same thing by banning even people saying the words Alex Jones in a favorable light, InfoWars in a favorable light, and completely deplatforming Paul Joseph Watson entirely from Facebook and Instagram. Those actions is what led to this day. It's what led to them. And now once the doors are open, there ain't no closing them. So unless they decide to completely retract from these spaces and decide they're not going to try to monopolize the public square, they're not going to try to discriminate against people based on viewpoint, they're not going to try to deplatform independent members of the press that question institutional narratives, then until they do that, they're going to be subject to meaningful scrutiny and investigation and inquiry, which will reveal their monopolistic practices were even worse than what got Microsoft into trouble in the 1990s, and it's very easy.
Oh, way worse. They were just having a monopoly over an operating system. This is a monopoly down to what you can say and what you can do and tracking what you do over it and then working with the Chi-Coms again that killed five times what Hitler did. I mean, this is the most evil regime the planet's ever seen. It's got tentacles into our lives. And I think that's what really jumped the shark. I mean, I agree the president took action when they banned Paul Watson and myself from saying our names in a favorable light. That was next level, and they admitted they were doing it when they'd already denied it to the White House. But when last year they told Google, Apple did, we're not helping you with AI, we're moving to China. And Apple said, we're not working with you either. We're moving to China to be tax exempt. When the point that our taxpayers, our consumers, our DARPA technology, make no mistake, created the seed money for Microsoft, it's declassified, the seed money for Apple, the seed money for Google, and they're supposed to be subsidiaries that, just like the internet we invented, was supposed to be for freedom globally. Well, they are using that as a weapon now to show the social contract between the Pentagon and the American government is broken. And they thought, oh, we've got Obama, we've got Hillary, she's going to get in. We can continue the transfer to China and finishing America off. Well, guess what? The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. It didn't work that way. So in the middle of your big Shanghai scam, bushwhacking us, kidnapping our technology, in the middle of the gang rape, America woke up on the table. And you may have a mile of gremlins, you know, behind us lined up, giving it to us in the keister. It doesn't matter. We're awake now. And there's no putting that giant back to sleep again.
Oh, precisely. And that's what's happened across the board. So what this was you had Mueller try to take his little shot last week. Barr responded by doing the CBS interview, and it's not a coincidence as to the timing. The timing is connected to China. The timing is connected to the censorship.
As Barr says, I know where to strike. Your command and control system is what we built that you've hijacked. Guess what? We're taking it back.
Exactly. As someone told me that worked with Barr back during the 70s, said that the most important thing to know about Barr is he's actually seen deep state operatives taken out because he saw the success of the MKUltra exposure, the assassination committee, all the Frank Church committee hearings that exposed all that. We didn't know about COINTELPRO until then. We didn't know about the scope of what Hoover was doing until then.
And it shows the arrogance of Google and Apple and Facebook that just because they're spying on everybody and just because they have this omnipresence that we don't have SWAT teams that will go grab them. I mean, they don't get it. Still, humans still run the planet, needle dick. And I'm sorry to use that type of term, but that's what it is. They still don't get you're not going to rake us up and down the coals because you've got a Sundar Pichai and we won't arrest a guy with brown skin. Because let me tell you, the intel I got is from meetings with Trump that folks have had is that Trump's saying, why are they in bed with China? Why are they giving them all our technology? That's espionage. They should be arrested. And you know what? People are going, yeah, actually, that's right. They've gotten so far out of bounds that they've run a trillion miles. Well, just because a fish runs out 300 yards a line doesn't mean that hook still ain't in their mouth. And so I'm not predicting. I'm saying it's in the cards for espionage indictments for Google and Apple executives. I know that's being looked at right now. And that's the clearest way. Let's not even deal with antitrust all this. Let's just arrest their asses. They gang raped this country with the Chi-Coms. They're the real enemy.
When they committed real crimes. I mean, clearly they committed real crimes in the antitrust context. Clearly they committed real crimes in the perjury context. I mean, they went up in front of Congress and lied left and right, and their actions over the last 60 days confirmed the scope and severity and seriousness of those lies. And those lies were not only to suppress speech and to dictate what press could speak in America, but it was to meddle in the elections, in the 2020 elections, so they could dictate and determine the outcome for a pro-China president to get elected against President Trump that would undermine speech, press in the United States, and impose a Chinese social credit model type system on the United States social media, using private ownership to do it.
Exactly. And I want to be clear, we come back from break and talk about the solutions and the next shoe to drop, if accurately predicted so far, or forecast. Let me be clear here. I'm not an authoritarian. I'm Mr. Libertarian. When big tech, that's bigger than most governments with trillions of dollars, colludes with media, colludes with universities, colludes with banks, colludes with the Chi-Coms, again, who are the heavyweight champions of the world at killing their own people, and the EU and Hollywood to demoralize us, and they get caught, they're going to be held accountable. So they want to end our speech, arrest us, take our bank accounts away. Well, then it's war. And we're not going to do the kind of stuff leftists do, like Antifa beating folks up. We're not violent that way. We're just going to take the government back, and then we're going to take your companies away from you and the infrastructure and turn it back over to the people and America and the industry. And if you get in the way of that and keep trying to cull up the Chi-Coms, well, you know what else is going to happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, it is the vaunted InfoWar. The spirit of 1776 lives here and is being exported worldwide. Bob Barnes, constitutional lawyer, super successful winning rate on all sorts of cases, civil rights, you name it, dialed into both the Democrat and Republican system. I just want to, before we get back in the news here, just take a breath, which I never do, and sit back and just ponder. Yeah, a lot of us have been beat up and slapped around, and some of it hadn't been fun. But we didn't do this to be a bunch of candy asses that just care about our fancy car and, you know, how great shape we're in, and we're just avoiding conflict. I'm not looking for conflict, but if I need to have it for the right thing to happen, then I do love it. It's kind of that alchemy. If I'm looking for a fight, but as soon as fists start flying, man, I'm like a pig and you know what. So we're here right now with the border trying to be collapsed, with the Federal Reserve that's private trying to implode the economy, with foreign governments literally attacking us on every front, with Communist China saying they're at war against us, shooting at our ships. If Hollywood, the left, trying to undermine the country, saying it sucks, we're in a war. When people look back, folks, this is a new world war. It's a 21st century war. And it's even being called that now. And so it's not that Trump's perfect or InfoWars is perfect, or that Bob Barnes is perfect, or that Bill Barr is perfect. It's that we don't want civil war, we don't want physical World War III, and we just want to stabilize and have a good society and a system. And we believe in free speech. And to see the other news we're going to cover next segment with pedophiles that Mueller's been protecting that we talked about being busted, indicted today, we told you this was coming. But getting back to the Justice Department preparing for antitrust action against Apple when they are one of the most guilty groups out there, probably even more guilty than Google. You can correct me if you think I'm wrong. And our own antitrust actions we've been preparing just shows it's the perfect season for all this. We can't get to that yet. Just how big this is, because I remember I sent you a story about it 3 weeks ago, and I covered it here on air. The leftist slash neocon establishment publication Atlantic Monthly, that kind of exists just to communicate with the establishment. It's an insider publication. You know, just it had this neocon in there saying, oh, don't worry, Trump will never actually go after any big tech. It's all talk. He's a joke. Well, I made sure that got sent to the White House. And by the way, a day later, they changed the headline. I'm sure others sent it to the White House. Because they're all telling Trump they're not doing it. In these articles, they admit they're doing it. So I want folks to know, if you're not thanking God and sweet little baby Jesus for what's happening, you better at least thank your lucky stars. Because if Hillary was in, and I'll get your take on this in a moment, how bad would it be now? There wouldn't be any antitrust. That's why they were so cocksure. We'll talk about if Hillary got in next segment. But, Bob, we don't have committee meetings. We don't agree with each other before we go on air together. So I don't know what your view overall is on this. But how do you quantify this epic moment we're in and what Trump's doing? This is exactly what he had to do. And their stocks are plunging hundreds of billions as we speak, which we don't want. But, you know, if they want to wreck our freedom and keep us captive, then, you know, it's a war. They're going to get it. And the left keeps saying, hey, this could hurt the economy. They tell Barr, or Burr, Bill Burr, you know, you could get hurt in this. He's like, oh, that's fine. We all die. So this is a time of real conflict.
Oh, well, this is a crossroads that was going to determine whether we went down the Chinese social credit model system of a sort of corporatist statist approach, which controls thought, controls ideas, controls speech, controls press, dictates what people can believe, surveils them, invades their privacy routinely and regularly, whether that's the model of a society we're going to live in a digital age in which the digital square is the digital public square is the public square. The digital space is where most people spend their time and live their lives.
Yeah, I just talked for 3 minutes and I was going to give you four, but I've got to stop you because what you're saying is so epic. That's what I'm saying. I want to just stop at this moment of history. We're at a fork road. We're at a crossroads. And Trump and America and the world are starting to take the right turn. Do you agree? This is absolutely really wonderful is what I'm saying. Thank God. Yeah.
It was fundamental. It was critical. It was defining. It was going to be, we were already on that other wrong path, and we would have stayed on that path unless the president took dramatic action. And there's been calls. If we go back to the...
Exactly. Dramatic attacks means dramatic action.
Exactly. It's what we were talking about a month or 2 months ago when we had the emergency broadcast after the pay they went in.
Message to the president.
Exactly. The message was, use the FTC, use the FCC, use the Department of Justice, and if you want to use real power, use the antitrust technique that all of those different departments have in different respects. FTC has it in certain areas. SEC has it in other areas. The Department of Justice has the most powerful tool. And that's precisely what's happened. And he's launching it against everybody, everywhere, across the board that has been involved in this manipulation of our public square to monopolize speech in a way that favors politically protected privileged groups.
And that's how freedom always works, is good people aren't looking for power. They're not really paying attention until things get dire. But the growth curve, the learning curve is 90% of the time is just getting up to speed. But boom, the last 10% of the time, we rip their head off politically. You look at the junior senator from Missouri and everybody else, they understand what's happening. And there's an explosive move now by the Pentagon, everybody else to go, my God, you actually allied with the Chi-Coms to end freedom and put a bunch of leftist prepared brainwashed hordes. You've been training for 20 years in charge. The Pentagon particularly now gets this is a military takeover. And so it's over. All your AI, all your crap, it isn't going to work because now you didn't get it finished. HUMET is now going to take back control.
Exactly. I mean, I had the privilege of talking to Senator Hawley, who's the new senator from Missouri, back up at CPAC, and he understood all these issues.
Is he not amazing?
Oh, exceptional. And he's been leading the political fight in the Senate, in Congress, for the president to take the exact actions the president has taken. He provided the cover from the legislative sphere so the president could take the actions that were needed and necessary, which is now being taken by Attorney General Barr. And General Barr is a real general. And he's taking command of the law and using the law to equalize the playing field, to bring these monopolies to heel, to break them up. It's the equivalent of like when Putin came in Russia and he broke up the oligarchic control, which nobody thought could happen.
It's a replay of that.
It is. And it had to happen because we had our own overlords, our own oligarchs, dictating the future of our economy, our society, and our politics.
And that's why that's the Trump card, even for some of the old Bush establishment people, is, wait a minute, we really are basically under the control of Chi-Coms, and we really have a group of people like AOC that says Brock, cauliflower's racist, and then America sucks. We got it. This is cancer. We can't play games anymore.
Oh, no doubt. It was someone wanting to control the sphere and have people only think what they wanted them to think, hear what they wanted to hear, say what they wanted to say. And they just went too far. And they went so far that they gave the president the political cover to act, to where people were waiting for this, people were calling for this, people needed this. And doing this is going to revolutionize and change the future, and change the future in a way that brings the American imprint, the American footprint, the American blueprint into the future and into the 21st century, into the 22nd century that protects it and promotes
it. Which totally trumps the Chi-Com slave model.
Exactly. It's totally opposite the corporatist, statist, control-oriented. It's about independent thought, independent ideas, independent press, independent speech, independent political action of an independent audience who controls the news and views that they get to hear, say, and speak. And that's what the president is making happen and making continue to happen by taking the antitrust actions he's taken. If he hadn't, we would be in a perilous position for our American future.
Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, is our guest on Alex Jones. How will the enemy strike back? And one of the top pedophiles of Mueller, one of his pedophile commandos, has been indicted. Stay with us.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Mike in New Jersey. You're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermale Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products to keep us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's InfoWars, broadcasting worldwide. The junior senator from Missouri has been knocking it out of the park. Former attorney general of that state, who was the first state to sue Google. Well, remember a few months ago, he knocked it out of the park. When talking to the head of the Defense Department and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, he brought up Google and said they're inadvertently working with China. And the chairman says, no, they're actively working with China. Well, that's the final straw by the SJWs that are so imprinted on hating America that even though Google was born here, they're in bed and in league with the authoritarians in China. What a dirty group of leftists here it is.
Let me just shift and ask about
our challenge in emerging technologies, cyber and space, in particular China's investment in those areas and our eroding advantage. I was struck, Mr. Secretary, by a comment that you make in your written testimony. You say some U.S. companies have voiced ethical qualms about working with DOD to develop advanced technology, in some cases even terminating relationships, often while continuing to work with China. What are we talking about here?
I think we're talking about Google and their support to China and their lack of support to the Department of Defense.
So Google has refused to work with the Department of Defense, actually was under contract, weren't they, with the Department of Defense? Tell us about that.
Well, they haven't refused. They just have said they're not going to continue to do business with the Department of Defense on certain contracts.
But they are doing business in China in a way that benefits, you're saying, our Chinese competitors.
Correct.
But say more about that.
Well, the interesting thing, and this is why China is... This is such an important issue for our country. You know, the fusion of commercial business with military is significant. $5 trillion of their economy is state-owned enterprises. So the technology that is developed in the civil world transfers to the military world. It's a direct pipeline. Not only is there a transfer, there's also systemic theft of U.S. technology that also that facilitates even faster development of emerging technology.
So I just want to make sure that I understand exactly what you're saying. You're telling me that Google, an American company, supposedly, is refusing to work with the Department of Defense, but is doing work in China, in a way that at least indirectly benefits the Chinese government. Is that correct?
I haven't heard the word refuse, but there's a lack of willingness to support DOD programs.
General, you're nodding your head. Do you want to weigh in on this?
No, Senator, I'm nodding your head on exactly the point that you made, that the work that Google is doing in China is indirectly benefiting the Chinese military. And I've been very public on this issue as well. In fact, the way I described it to our industry partners is, look, we're the good guys. In the values that we represent and in the system that we represent is the one that will allow and has allowed you to thrive. And that's the way I've characterized it. So I was just nodding that what the Secretary was articulating is a general sense of all of us as leaders. And we watch with great concern when industry partners work in China, knowing that there is that indirect benefit. And frankly, indirect may be not a full characterization of the way it really is. It's more of a direct benefit to the Chinese military.
So he said they don't want to crash the stock market, but they're like, it's not indirect. They've merged with it. I want to explain. They took DARPA AI technology, which is still dangerous as hell, and the Pentagon better be careful. We all better be careful for our kids, okay? But the Chi-Coms 20 years ago had cows that produced human milk and spiders that created body armor were part goat. I mean, they have no bottom. Political dissidents being murdered, millions of people in death camps. It's insane. They have no bottom. They have no morals. They have no nothing. They have no. They dump toxic waste right in the rivers. They do it all. And Google has gone over there, and the equivalent is put their legs behind their ears. Okay. And so, quite frankly, this is not enough of the senator. Not enough of Dumford. Not enough of Shanahan. Your response is anemic. And I'm not saying that I'm trying to piss on you and saying you're weak and stupid. When our technology and everything we've built and done is handed over to Chi-Coms, and then our government lets media rape pro-American voices, holy hell, do you want us to get our rifles? And I'm not doing that at this point. I'm not calling for that. But Jesus, and I mean that in a respectful way, please give us guidance because we're in dangerous waters.
No doubt. In fact, I mean, they clearly were trying to soft pedal the severity and the seriousness of what Senator Hawley was discussing.
It's total treason.
Completely. What you have is, it may not, like, the legal definition of treason is very limited, so often it comes under the...
It's espionage? What is it?
It's usually espionage or sedition, or it comes under those statutory guidelines. And there's...
Criminal transfer?
Things of criminal transfer.
You know, there's contracts on everything they were given by DARPA.
Correct. Oh, exactly. And those components, where they're sharing information in a way that violates U.S. law or puts U.S. national security at risk, is one thing. But then to leverage that to try to impose a Chinese social credit style system on U.S. public discussion and U.S. public debate of U.S. citizens in order to meddle in U.S. elections was the last step.
And as you said, it's now mainstream news, what you said 6 months ago. The Chi-Coms are working with big tech when the same social score to control us. It's here.
Exactly. You have people like Professor Robert Epstein, who's a very leftist professor to the left, but he documented in detail the way in which Google can, just through slight changes in their algorithms, manipulate and meddle in elections. And now when you do that, when you combine the Chinese social credit model system, which is tracking people, using its surveillance mechanism to say, hey, these are disfavored people and here's where they're at, here's where these blacklisted people are getting together. When you're doing those kind of activities, ways that, for example, Antifa or other groups could target dissident individuals, you're encouraging, incentivizing a political structure that is precarious to the fundamental American freedoms.
And that let me ask you this, and we're going to do one more segment. I think I'll go catch your plane in a minute. And we're going to be airing this in the fourth hour tomorrow. Paul Watson's on vacation. But what is the mindset of Google to say, we don't work with the U.S. government, but we work with China, I guess because they're not white, that they're good? It's SJW to a level. I mean, it's just so reckless. And they didn't think that the U.S. government would finally, in some sectors, wake up. When it's one thing to sell out to China, but to then throw their home country to the wolves, don't they know this was going to happen? I mean, this is what should have happened. Thank God they're moving with antitrust and all this, but I just can't believe that they're this crazy.
It's a combination of the leftists who embrace the statism of China, with the neoliberals who embrace the corporatism of China, with the neoconservatives who are willing to sell out American interests for a few foreign dollars. And you combine those three and you get how the ideological impetus was driven so that these big tech monopolies, not only monopolies, but overlords, and really overlords.
They're megalopolies.
Megalopolies.
They're monopolies that form oligopolies that have formed a megalopoly.
Precisely.
Because when you've got thousands of companies under one company, like Facebook or Google has done, that is a megamonopoly.
Correct. It's like those old cartoons where they put all the big trusts together and how they're orchestrating and puppeting the rest of political life. That's what this was, but it was this times 10. The railroads could never even have imagined this kind of power. Hoover could have never even imagined this kind of power. And the fact that they were in bed with deep state operatives and in bed with the Chinese.
And out of the gates, they start abusing it.
Exactly.
Oh.
And wouldn't stop. And were willing to do it to the existing president of the United States.
By the way, you know what I knew? Just last year, I went and screamed at Sundar Pichai, the head of Google, and I said, you're a traitor, you're a piece of crap. He freaked out, went to the wrong door. The police were having a heart, but after he went in, they said, thank you, sir, we agree, screw him. Yeah, and it was like congressmen and senators like nodding their heads, and oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's how much they knew Google was a traitor even then.
Exactly, and that they'd been doing it repeatedly, routinely, and that their aggressivity was only escalating. I mean, here's somebody that sits in front of Congress and just lies about very basic information that's proven to be perjury within a year of his testimony. I mean, it revealed a brazenness that people like Senator Hawley recognized posed an imminent threat to American security, American safety, and American freedom.
It's kind of like the chairman of the Joint Chiefs said, America let you have all this freedom and do this, and you're running under the black wings of the Chi-Coms? Why are you, why? You should know they'll just take you over like they've already done. Why would you do that? Why would you do that to America when our values are undoubtedly 1,000 times better than the Chi-Coms? One more segment with Robert Barnes, attorney at law, when we get into Hillary, how they're going to counterstrike, and one of the top...
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
Because everybody knows.
Everybody.
That's
knows.
In the last system. The American system has delivered more wealth to the average person than the other system. In the 50s, we had half the world's wealth, 4% of the population. The globalists came here, they took us over. So, Robert Morton's attorney at law, our conciliary here with big stuff we've got coming up in July. The counterstrike against the globalists. I'm not an authoritarian. I'm a libertarian, and I would guess that postulate you call yourself a classical American. I think that's a good way to describe it. It's not that I want war with the Chinese. It's not that I want the Justice Department to go out and attack everybody and take stuff over. But Google and Facebook and
Apple are already running slave factories. They're already saying we don't have speech and roosters up on hilltops bragging about it. They're already pushing anti-human, anti-American agendas. So there's a point that once a war starts, people become barbarous. And if our establishment acted like this, I'd be against them. In fact, I've been against neocons and mainline Democrats. But I see in Trump a real Americana vein of populism and of prosperity and of standing against the system and a real sea change, not just here but around the world. There's a hunger. And again, it doesn't mean he's Jesus Christ. Doesn't mean he's perfect. None of us are. But the fact that he means well is the signal that scared the establishment so much.
No doubt. And the thing was, he laid out for them for years, including after he got elected, what needed to happen. They needed to shift jobs back here to the United States. They needed to protect U.S. technology that was largely supported by U.S. taxpayers, by U.S. universities, developed here in the United States with special legal immunities like Section 230, special subsidies in various forms and federal funding and federal contracts. They needed to keep intellectual property here, protect and promote it here, bring jobs back here. They needed to pass a tax bill that was designed so they bring revenues and monies that they had stashed offshore back into the United States for investment in the United States to improve the liquidity of the banks, to improve lending to small businesses, to improve wages for ordinary workers. And they needed to not use their platform in a way that manipulated speech, monopolized speech, to try to use their platform access to become a publisher, controlling, censoring, and editorializing what opinions people could have, what press could exist, what press you're allowed to listen to, what candidates you're allowed to support. And they just decided to ignore all of it. They're like, screw it. We're not going to do business with the Department of Defense. We're not going to protect trade secrets here in the United States.
This is called megalomania.
It is. It's the mega monopolies led to megalomania. And it led to a madness that was endangering every level of American freedom in terms of American
Because security. The globalists know, they're smart enough to know, even if they're bad people, a lot of them, you're on a collision course with billions of people that aren't going to give in. So expanding on this in these final stories in this hour, I have been at public events before we protested Beto, and I was at a local restaurant bar having dinner before he wasn't going to speak till 10. So we were there like 9 o'clock, having a quick bite to eat and a few drinks. And I had people that worked at Google, even had their badges and showed me, waddle over, and they go, doesn't matter what you think, you're of the past, you're defeated. We understand you're crushing, you know, but just for the greater good of what we're doing in our master plan. And I was like, they were like 25, 30-year-old college graduates who, you know, and I said, how much you paid? And it was like $200,000 a year and stuff. You know, people with engineering degrees don't get that. But they were the new arrogant acolytes that are just a placeholder before AI takes over. But then even the bar manager saw me talking to them at the restaurant 30 minutes in and threw us out. And then even the little Google people kind of went, okay, see, we're in charge now. They had no idea how authoritarian they were or how ridiculous they were or the type of pushback they'd get. And I wasn't mad when I was thrown out of the restaurant because I finally talked to them. They saw who I was. And, oh, my God, it's Alex Jones getting out here before we have a disturbance. It was the entitlement that you see, like, of Queen Elizabeth II. Well, she's actually Queen Elizabeth II. You know, her family conquered Europe and everything else, and she's still evil and bad. We don't like her. But it's like they're these nothings that have, like, this royal entitlement.
And basically they were foreseeing a future where they wanted people to go along with a Matrix-type existence, where they were celebrating artificial intelligence that would replace ordinary labor, that would replace people's thoughts, creating algorithms that would monopolize.
It's a cult.
Absolutely. It was you would just hook up to the machine, do what the machine told you to do, dumb you down, just appreciate the entertainment that the machines provided, and that was it. And you were just there to consume their selected entertainment and nothing
and
else.
And I think now is the point. Humanity that's been caught in its gaze, caught in its spell for a while, I think we're breaking the spell and making a turn.
Exactly. It's returning back to the value of real labor, the value of independent thought, the value of independent speech, the value of independent ideas, the value of
the value of a real woman and not porn.
Oh, exactly. The value of an independent economy where people interact. Like you look at the InfoWars model where Americans produce things that are good for people, that people buy directly, that support in a little d democratizing economic structure to support a democratizing press and speech structure. That is completely counter this AI global sort of monopolies.
Because the AI tells you what to buy. And in the 4 minutes we have left, I want to get to this whole thing with Mueller and the huge developments just briefly. I've only had two hit T-shirts over the years, Hillary for president and the Obama Joker. And we got a lot of them out there and they spread the word and the president paid attention. This new one that I basically designed when I wore an official NASA shirt on Joe Rogan's show was so popular. So I said, make it a red, white, and blue American flag on the right hand shoulder. Beautiful. And then do a Space Force established 2020, 1776. So this is a NASA design upgraded by us. Infowars.com under the American flag, red, white, and blue, and your purchase of this funds the operation. Now, you can get it for $29.95 right now. It costs us like over $10 for the shirt and then to print it. It's a very nice, soft, expensive, made in America shirt. But starting today, they haven't updated it yet, we're going to have it for 33% off our $19.95, which means we make like $6-7 on it. That's okay. I just want to flood the world with this shirt. It's about humanity going to the stars, a human future, loving America, loving freedom. The globalists hate a pro-human future. We go to space to save the Earth, folks. Get the Space Force shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. I had a feeling it'd be a hit. The shirts are coming in tomorrow on an 18-wheeler. Pre-orders are already record level for the shirt, so be the first to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, getting into key Mueller figure, George Nader, charged with transporting child porn. In the 3 minutes we have, break down what's really going on there.
Sure. So this is a guy, Mueller has a long history of using as his informants people that are involved in child pornography in one way, shape, or form or another. This goes back to the Asimov case and the unusual handling of it when he was the United States Attorney for the Northern District of California that somehow led to him being elevated to the FBI director within months of him settling that case in a very unusual terms. Then came the Epstein case. Epstein ended up being listed and identified as another informant of Mueller that allowed Mueller to develop at least potentially blacklist against high-profile individuals that gave him more political power and juice for to do the deep state's bidding and business. And now what you had is during the Mueller investigation, he used George Nader, a sort of mid-tier lobbyist who runs in sort of mid-east circles and questionable other political and legal and financial circles, had Clinton ties back in the day. They tried to tie him to Trump when he had no meaningful ties to Trump. And Mueller was trying to get him to give false information against Trump. And in exchange was delaying or it appeared immunizing him from criminal prosecution for additional child pornography that Nader was involved in. Well, as soon as they've shut down Nader, less than a week after Mueller fully retires and resigns from his position, they go back in and do what should have been done all along and indict Nader for his involvement in child pornography. So this is critical and essential. It's again the president making clear and Attorney General Barr making clear that these deep state coup attempts against the elected president of the United States to undermine him in the entire Spygate scandal, which involved Brennan and Comey and Clapper and McCabe and other individuals in high-ranking positions in the Obama shadow government in the early stages of the Trump presidency, undermining his presidency, undermining the democracy that elected him, undermining the institutions that disfavor war and wanted to propagate conflicts in Libya and everywhere else, in Syria and Venezuela and Ukraine and other places where it's unnecessary to have U.S. troops present. Those efforts to undermine the elected president have come to an end. Not only is Mueller over, but all of Mueller's covering up for these people involved in sleazy industries like the child porn industry is going to also come to an end.
That's right. He's clearly been using this to compromise people for the Clintons and others. That's their speciality with Harvey Weinstein and Lolita Express and Jeffrey Epstein. And it's all coming out just like we told you. And this happening this week is a real sign that Trump is on the beautiful warpath.
Exactly. The J. Edgar Hoover model that James Comey and Robert Mueller tried to instate at the Federal Bureau of Investigation is over. And it's going to return the FBI to its lawful law enforcement roots, return the CIA to its lawful orientation, return big tech to being disciplined under the guidance and governance of America.
Incredible job. Meet the new boss. Ain't the same as the old boss. We salute you all. Thank you for your support. God bless you.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.